And if I say, you know, I want to get drunk every night, I'm going to have a hangover every morning, whether I want it or not. And if I want to say, I want to snort cocaine while I'm pregnant, that's my choice. But the consequences of what it may do to my baby are not my choice. And I cannot control those. And in every time God says, here's a line, don't step over it. I step over it. I'm free to step over it, but I'm not free from the consequences of stepping across that line.
This is Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. In a time where tolerance is valued more than truth, every believer in Christ needs more than ever to know what it takes to build a godly foundation for their life. As we continue this series called Building My Life on Values That Last, Rick will look closely at the biblical principles of trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a book by Pastor Rick that's both spiritually uplifting and visually stunning. It's called The Purpose of Christmas, and it reveals the true biblical meaning of the season. You can find out more about how to secure a copy for yourself or for a friend just in time for Christmas by going to rickwarren.org while you listen to today's message. That's rickwarren.org, or you can just text the word daily to 313131 for more info. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Developing Trust.
The second reason I can trust God completely is because He loves me. He loves me. He says it over and over and over and over and over again in the Bible, many, many places. And He demonstrates it in your life every day. You were created as an act of God's love. God thought you up and created you to love you and to let you love Him. You were created as an object of God's love. And the Bible says over and over, God loves you. And the greatest expression of that is Jesus Christ Himself, where God says, I'm going to come to earth in the form of a human being to show you what I'm really like. And I'm going to show you how much I love you by dying for you on the cross. And that's how much I love you. If you ever want to know what God is really like, get a good long look of Jesus Christ, because He is the picture. Jesus is God. He said it Himself. He said, I am God. He said, I and the Father are one. He said, I am the way. No one comes unto the Father but by me. God the Father said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. The Bible says, in Him dwells all the fullness of God bodily. He's God. You know, sometimes I have people say to me, Rick, I don't know. How can you just say that Jesus is the only way? Well, I didn't say it. Jesus did. He said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father but by me. If you have a problem with that, you don't have a problem with me. You have a problem with Jesus. And I would suggest that you better check it out, because He's either a liar or He's telling the truth, and you're betting your eternity on it. So you better check it out. Before you make some snap decision, you better check it out, because you're betting your eternity on it. Now look at this verse. We know how much God loves us, so we have put our trust in Him, because God's perfect love drives out fear. See that? Notice He says perfect love. Love drives out fear. Well, that's good, because you know what keeps you from trusting God? Fear. You're afraid to trust God completely. In fact, I've talked to thousands of people about this, and I can narrow it down to about three things. The three greatest fears people have: if I really give my life to God, number one, I'll lose my freedom. Number two, I'll lose my fun. Number three, He'll make me some kind of religious fanatic, some nutcase, somebody with bizarro behavior. Now, if you know what God is really like, and you know He tells the truth, and you know He loves you, do you think a God like that is going to turn you into a nutcase? No. No. The more you know about God, the more you trust Him. The less you know, the more you're afraid of Him. There's a third reason why you can trust God completely, and that's because He's in control. Obviously, He's in control. He's God. He created the whole universe. He could snap it out of existence if He wanted to. And God is working His purpose and plan in history, and he is moving history to a historical climax, a destiny. One day Jesus Christ is going to come back to earth. Nothing is going to stop that. And he will work in your life for a purpose, if you will allow him to. Let's read this Bible verse together out of the book of Romans 8. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Now, it doesn't say everything is good or that God causes everything. God does not cause evil. God doesn't cause war. He doesn't cause cancer. He doesn't cause rape or abortion or incest or molestations. He doesn't cause evil to happen. No, we do that. Why? Because God's given us a freedom to choose, and sometimes we make dumb choices and innocent people get hurt. That's the price of freedom, is we have the freedom to choose wrong things, and people choose evil all the time. But the Bible says God causes everything to work together for good. He can even take the dumb decisions, the evil, the bad things I've done in my life and use them for good if I will trust him with it. This is not a promise for everybody. All things don't work together for good for everybody. It says, for those who love God, he causes all things to work together for good. Those who trust him say, here, you take all the parts, you take all the pieces, and I'll help you. Honestly, folks, when I read the newspaper and I read the headlines every day, I don't worry. Why? Because God's in control.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org, or just text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Christmas, where is the year gone? You know, a lot of us stress out around this time of year, losing sight of the real meaning of the season. That's why we'd like you to know about Pastor Rick's book called The Purpose of Christmas. In it, Rick shows you how Christmas is designed to meet your three deepest needs, and how receiving God's three Christmas gifts to you this year will transform your life forever. This book is one to be read every Christmas and to be shared with your friends who may not know the true meaning of Christmas. Let us send you a hardcover copy of the inspiring and beautifully illustrated book, The Purpose of Christmas by Rick Warren, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. We're sure that God will use it to stir up hope, peace, and gratitude in your heart this Christmas season. Get your copy of The Purpose of Christmas right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
God is working his purpose and plan in history, and he is moving history to a historical climax, a destiny. One day Jesus Christ is going to come back to earth. Nothing is going to stop that. And he will work in your life for a purpose, if you will allow him to. Let's read this Bible verse together out of the book of Romans 8. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Now, it doesn't say everything is good or that God causes everything. God does not cause evil. God doesn't cause war. He doesn't cause cancer. He doesn't cause rape or abortion or incest or molestations. He doesn't cause evil to happen. No, we do that. Why? Because God's given us a freedom to choose, and sometimes we make dumb choices and innocent people get hurt. That's the price of freedom, is we have the freedom to choose wrong things, and people choose evil all the time. But the Bible says God causes everything to work together for good. He can even take the dumb decisions, the evil, the bad things I've done in my life and use them for good if I will trust him with it. This is not a promise for everybody. All things don't work together for good for everybody. It says, for those who love God, he causes all things to work together for good. Those who trust him say, here, you take all the parts, you take all the pieces, and I'll help you. Honestly, folks, when I read the newspaper and I read the headlines every day, I don't worry. I don't worry. Why? Because God's in control. Now, if I didn't know that fact, I would be very frightened. Because it's really obvious that our society is going to hell in a handbag on a slippery slope. And the decaying of society is taking place, and things that used to shock us, crimes like little kids beating babies and killing them, drive-by shootings, it's everyday occurrence now. And things that used to shock us, we don't even blush over anymore. America has lost its ability to blush because society is declining in its moral decay. But God is still in control. And he will one day work everything out for his purpose in his plan. There's a fourth reason. By the way, let me just say about that. On the thing about society, the reason why that's happening is because God's given us free choice, but your choice is not unlimited. One of the greatest gifts God gave you is the freedom to choose. And you have the freedom to choose right or the freedom to choose wrong. You have the freedom to be selfish or unselfish. You have the freedom to believe in God, or you have the freedom to say, Jesus Christ, I don't believe you. I think you're a liar. I'm going to thumb my nose to you, and I'm going to do my own thing, and I don't need God in my life. I'm an agnostic. I'm an atheist. You can believe whatever you want, and that's your choice. God's given you that freedom. And you are free to make choices in your life, but you are not totally free. God is in control because you are not free of the consequences of your choices. Once you make a choice, you're no longer free. God causes the consequences to happen. There are certain laws in this universe. And if I say, you know, I want to get drunk every night, I'm going to have a hangover every morning, whether I want it or not. And if I want to say, I want to snort cocaine while I'm pregnant, that's my choice. But the consequences of what it may do to my baby are not my choice. And I cannot control those. And in every time God says, here's a line, don't step over it. I step over it. I'm free to step over it, but I'm not free from the consequences of stepping across that line. So God really is in control. Number four, because God will help me. I can trust God completely because God will help me. Now there's so many promises of this that God says, I'll help you so many times, but I've chosen one here out of the book of Proverbs chapter 3, and this is our memory verse for this week. If you didn't get the last 2 weeks' memory verses, you need to pick them up on the patio. We have a few more of the keychains, got a few more in, and so if you have already got one, don't get another one, but let the people who didn't get one pick one up. Anyway, this week's memory verse is the one there on your outline. Let's read it aloud together. Trust the Lord with all your heart, and don't depend on your own understanding. Remember the Lord in all you do, and he will give you success. What a great promise. He says, you know what? I know what's best for your life, and if you trust me, I'll give you success. You'll have a successful life. Now, I want you to underline the phrase, don't depend on your own understanding. Because a lot of times, it takes courage to do what God wants you to do because it doesn't seem right from your viewpoint. But from God's viewpoint, it is right. For instance, if I don't know what God's like and I say I'm not going to do it, then I do what I want to. I lean on my own understanding, and then I reap the consequences. If I do what God wants me to do, I reap the consequences of that. Now, let's wrap this up with this. How do you know if you're really trusting God? How do you really know that? I'll tell you how you know. You know by observing how quickly you obey when he tells you to do something. Is it immediate? Is it delayed? Do you procrastinate? Do you put up an argument for it? What do you do? For instance, I'm a little boy, and I'm standing in the middle of the street, and my dad is standing over the sidelines, and a semi-truck is coming down the road, and I'm going to get smashed. Now, my dad says, Rick, get out of the middle of the road. Now, I go, Who is he to tell me what I should do? I know what's best for me because I don't see the truck coming. Now, how quickly I obey my dad, I follow his instructions, are dependent upon how much I trust him. And if I know that my dad tells me the truth, and I know that my dad loves me and wants what's best for me, then I'm going to move quickly because I may not see the problem, but it's coming. And so you can tell how much you trust God by how quickly you do what God tells you to do. There's a verse in the Bible, Hosea 8:4, it says this. They have built idols unto their own destruction. And that, my friends, is an accurate picture of American society today. We are destroying ourselves through the idols that we've created because we have systematically over the last 40 years reduced and replaced God in the center of our society. And the evidence is everywhere. Problems, crime, and massive amounts of stressed out people. I don't know if you saw this or heard this week. It's interesting. Larry King was being interviewed. He wasn't doing the interview, but on KABC this week, Michael Jackson, the talk show host, interviewed Larry King and his daughter, Kia. And he asked Kia, Jackson asked Kia, what's the best and worst thing about your dad, Larry King? And Kia said, the best thing about my dad is that he hasn't forgotten his roots. Said he's still the same guy he is today that he was before he became very, very famous. He's got his feet on the ground. So what's the worst thing about your dad? And she said, quote, it's that he doesn't have a sense of peace about his life. Quote, I wish he could find a center of peace for himself. So Michael Jackson asked Larry King, is that true? And Larry King responded that his daughter was right. And he said, quote, I don't have a center of peace. In fact, I'm looking for that peace even more seriously as I get older. I've interviewed all the world's religious leaders many times, and I know there must be something out there. But, get this, I've never taken that step of faith. I've never taken that step of faith. It's tragedy. Now listen, some of you are like Larry King this morning. You've never taken that step of faith. You've never stepped across the line. You may be stressed out. You may be looking for that center of peace. There is a God-shaped vacuum in you that you've tried to fill with power or friends or popularity or money or a drug or a family. And nothing fills that emptiness. Because it was made to be filled with God. And maybe you've been burned in the past with some phony image of God. Maybe you were raised up in a religious system that taught you a warped view of God, and you really don't want to love and trust him. In fact, you're just afraid of him. Or maybe you were raised up with some of the crazy ideas around today that God doesn't care what you do. Just do whatever you want to, and everything's going to be great. Or that anything is God, and everything is God. And you're saying, I've been burned by these things. Well, Jesus Christ has something to say to you this morning, and that's why you're here. You're not here by accident. No, sir. Jesus wants to say to you, what's the last verse on your outline? And he says this. Jesus says, don't be afraid. Trust me. Don't be afraid. Trust me. Now let me close with this. Every one of you who've been parents are going to remember this in your mind. Do you remember the time when your children were small and you were in a swimming pool and they couldn't swim yet, but they stood there at the edge and you were in the pool and you'd say, come on, jump to me. I'll catch you. And they didn't know how to swim. And they were a little frightened about it. And he's like, no, it's okay. Just trust me. I'll catch you. And the little child's going. You know, it's like he's, you know, revving up his engine, you know. Okay. Oh, okay. He's like, you know. And they want to, but you know, it's just, it's that step of faith.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment with a final thought, but first, with Christmas around the corner, we'd like to let you know about Rick's life-changing book called The Purpose of Christmas. In it, Rick uses surprisingly simple yet forgotten biblical principles to remind us of the true meaning and significance of the season. He'll show you how to identify and confront the things that drain peace from your life, and how to overcome discouragement by surrendering to God's will, even when things don't go exactly as planned. Let us send you a copy of the beautifully written and illustrated book, The Purpose of Christmas, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. We're sure that God will use it to stir up love and peace in your heart this Christmas season like never before. Get your copy of The Purpose of Christmas right now by going to rickwarren.org, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org, or just call 800-600-5004. And thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
I want to close this broadcast by telling you how you're making a difference in some of the most remote places on the planet. Thanks to your generous support to Daily Hope, we have been able to distribute this broadcast, Daily Hope broadcast, to some of the most remote places around the world by using solar-powered radios. For instance, Daily Hope is broadcast on a radio station that sits just outside a South Sudanese refugee settlement camp. Now, you can imagine that a refugee camp is one of the most hopeless places on the planet. These people have lost their homes, their jobs, their livelihood, often even all of their clothes, and they're living day to day in a refugee camp. And you might be wondering, how in the world do we get the good news of hope in Jesus Christ to all of those people? Well, the way we do it is family groups in the camp are given a solar-powered radio. And that radio is tuned to a local radio station. It's also preloaded with an audio Bible, with some Christian music, and with Christian teaching. And you know what? It's working. We have heard how people gather around each solar-powered radio, and they hear the message together. In fact, I was really excited to learn that several of the unreached, unengaged tribes of the world are actually living peacefully side by side in the very refugee camps where we are now broadcasting. And so you're helping get the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to people who have never, ever, ever heard it in their entire lives. You know, I got a letter from the station manager there in South Sudan by that refugee camp. His name is Akudi, and he wrote me this to tell us. He said, "Rick, we play the pre-recorded messages of Daily Hope at least 2 times a day. And we have received word from people all over the district. The very first day," he said, "we broadcast, we actually got phone calls from over 40 people who told us how much they appreciated the station and the messages from Daily Hope. We could not reach these people without your prayers and without your generous support. That's why when you give this to Daily Hope, you're not just blessing yourself and keeping this message out in podcasts and broadcasts in America. You're actually taking this good news to people who've never heard the name of Jesus Christ before. We want to support you. I want to support you. I want to encourage you in your spiritual growth, and I want to give you the Daily Hope you need to live for Jesus. But I want us together to take this message to people who've never, ever heard it. If you'd like to partner with me on this, you can go to my website, www.rickwarren.org. That's www.rickwarren.org. And you can get more information on how you can be a partner in taking the message and hope of Jesus Christ to people who have never, ever heard it, even after 2,000 years of the church. Or you can call me. You can call us at 1-800-600-5004. Let me say that again. 1-800-600-5004. 1-800-600-5004. Thanks for listening today. Join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope. And together, we can reach people that have never been reached with the good news. God bless you.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.